Good evening, everyone, for WRCO News. I'm Todd Coppernall. A tragic collision in Monroe County Friday afternoon has left a 37-year-old Wilton woman dead and five other people injured after an SUV struck an Amish buggy. According to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred at approximately 3:35 p.m. on Friday on State Highway 131 between County A and Irondale Avenue in the township of Toma. Deputies determined that both the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas and the Amish buggy were traveling southbound up a hill when the SUV struck the buggy from behind. The 38-year-old Toma woman driving the Volkswagen told investigators that she experienced a sneezing fit immediately before the crash and did not see the buggy. Although she was briefly trapped inside her vehicle, she was able to get out before being transported to a local hospital where she was later treated and released. The buggy contained five occupants. One passenger, a 37-year-old woman from Wilton, was transported to the hospital but later succumbed to her injuries. The remaining four occupants of the buggy, ranging in age from 18 months to 24 years old, sustained serious injuries and remain hospitalized. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office has not released the names of those involved as the investigation remains ongoing. Highway 131 was closed for approximately 2 hours while emergency crews worked the scene. Numerous agencies assisted the Sheriff's Office at the scene, including the Wisconsin State Patrol, Wisconsin DNR, Toma Ambulance, Wilton Ambulance, Fort McCoy Ambulance, Oakdale Fire Department, Wilton Fire Department, Amplify Air, Monroe County 911 Communications Center, and the Monroe County Medical Examiner's Office. The Sheriff's Office expressed its deepest condolences to the families and community affected by the tragedy. The Richland County Fair will be held tomorrow through Sunday at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Tomorrow will be Livestock Entry Day. Thursday, there will be animal shows throughout the day. Friday's events include life-size balloon creations at 4 o'clock and the Southwest Pullers Tractor Pull at 6:30. Saturday is Children's Day. Events include kids in agriculture activities at 9 o'clock, life-size balloon creations at 11, a pedal pull at 3 o'clock, the meat animal sale at 5, and the demolition derby will be at 7 o'clock. Sunday at 11 will be the Little Britches Showmanship Contest. Mr. Ed's Magical Midway Rides will be held Thursday through Sunday. All weekend you can view animals, tour exhibits, enjoy delicious food, and more. Gate prices Friday and Saturday are $5. Thursday and Sunday is free. You can find a full schedule of events on richlandcountywi.gov or at the Richland County Fairgrounds Facebook page. Dwayne Kleinsasser from Panorama Estates Apartments in Richland Center called WRCO News this morning to say they're pouring 75 truckloads of concrete today as construction on Building 2 continues. All of this concrete is for the underground parking for Building 2. The Friends of the Lower Wisconsin Riverway Board and Science Committee has formally and unanimously adopted a resolution opposing the routing of the proposed Bell Center Columbia Sugar Creek Illinois-Wisconsin State Line 765 kilovolt project through the Lower Wisconsin River Basin. In a resolution approved September 6, the organization raised serious concerns regarding the ecological, cultural, visual, and acoustic impacts of the high-voltage infrastructure and criticized the public review timeline as entirely inadequate. The massive transmission project advanced by Mid-Continent Grid Solutions, a joint venture of Transource Energy and BHE Transmission, is proposed to span six counties in the basin, including Crawford, Vernon, Richland, Sauk, Columbia, and Dane. Flo emphasizes that the proposed 175-foot-tall towers and 180-foot-wide corridors threaten to permanently mar the natural view sheds of the region, which local economies rely upon for recreational tourism. Beyond visual impacts, Flo warns of significant ecological and cultural threats. The lines are scheduled to cross karst topography characterized by ridges and rock outcrops highly susceptible to water pollution, endangering streams that feed into the lower Wisconsin River, a state riverway, and Ramsar wetland of international significance. Additionally, the project route passes through areas rich in Native American cultural history, including protected effigy and burial mounds. Residents also face potential acoustic disturbances as high-voltage electrical corona lines generate a constant, persistent industrial hum in otherwise quiet rural communities. Flo has also taken issue with the timeline, noting that the proposed 7-month public feedback window is far too short compared to the traditional 24-month period historically allowed for complex utility reviews in Wisconsin. In response, the board has called on the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin to mandate comprehensive site-specific studies covering environmental, visual, acoustic, and health impacts. As part of the resolution, Flo has requested that MGS provide extensive technical documentation in an electronic format by September 14th. This request includes detailed satellite maps showing precise tower locations, existing infrastructure, corridor boundaries, tower heights, and design renderings. Flo is also demanding data on electromagnetic fields and corona noise levels extending 1.5 miles in either direction from the proposed lines, alongside descriptions of vegetation management techniques and the schedule of meetings where engineers will work directly with impacted landowners to resolve hardships. The resolution, signed by Flo President Tim Zum and Science Committee Chair Gene Unmuth, was issued directly to MGS with copies sent to Governor Evers, the Wisconsin Public Service Commission, and federal and state legislators representing the affected districts. The Municipal Utility Commission of Richland Center is set to gather for its regularly scheduled meeting this Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. The meeting will be held in the Council Room of the Richland Center Municipal Building, with virtual attendance available via Microsoft Teams. Commissioners and utility leadership will discuss several administrative matters, operational reports, and strategic additions to the city's utility rules. A key topic of discussion is the possible submission of a parallel generation net energy billing tariff to the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. If authorized, this would add a schedule for customer-owned parallel generation systems of 20 kilowatts or less to the city utility's electric tariff. This tariff establishes a structured billing and credit system for residents with their own small-scale renewable energy systems, such as solar panels, up to 20 kilowatts, enabling them to receive credit for excess energy they send back to the city utility grid. In addition to rate adjustments, the commission will consider potential action on the 2026 cost of living adjustment for utility employees. This discussion is part of the ongoing review of compensation and administrative policy to support municipal workers and maintain essential utility services. The session will also include the treasurer's report, approval of monthly bills, and updates from the water, wastewater treatment plant, and electric superintendents. As with all regularly scheduled commission sessions, the meeting is open to the public, allowing residents the opportunity to stay informed on the management of Richland Center's municipal services. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have announced a new slate of grant awards aimed at expanding the state's fast and reliable electric vehicle charging station network. Funded through federal infrastructure initiatives, the newly selected projects focus on expanding coverage along major state highways and regional corridors to support growing electric vehicle adoption and ensure convenient charging access across urban, rural, and tribal communities throughout Wisconsin. Among the communities selected across southwest Wisconsin, grants have been awarded to locations in Boscobel, Dodgeville, Fenimore, Prairie du Chien, Reedsburg, Spring Green, and Viroqua. State transportation officials evaluated each proposal based on strategic location along travel routes, site accessibility, proximity to amenities, and overall readiness to support travelers. Additionally, Richland Center is set to receive a new fast-charging site located at the Ramada, known by many as the White House. The Richland Center Board of Review is scheduled to meet Thursday, September 17th at 5 p.m. to address local property assessment reviews and objections. The meeting will take place in the Council Room at the Municipal Building, located at 450 South Main Street in Richland Center. Members of the public can also attend and participate virtually via Microsoft Teams. The meeting will open with an official call to order and a roll call to determine if a quorum is present and proper meeting notices have been filed. A primary item on the agenda is the discussion and potential action to certify all corrections of error under Wisconsin State Statute Section 70.43. Additionally, the board will review any submitted notices of intent to file objection, provided that paper notices or waivers have been given. The board will proceed to hear objections from property owners during this session, unless those hearings are deferred to a later date. Before adjournment, the board will also consider scheduling additional dates, if necessary, to complete their review. A Schaefer, Minnesota woman was injured Sunday morning following a motorcycle crash in rural Vernon County. According to Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson, the incident occurred at approximately 10:45 a.m. on Sunday in the town of Whitestown. Sheila Marie Stewart, 57, was riding a 2012 Victory Crossroads motorcycle on State Highway 33 near Taylor Valley Road when she lost control of the vehicle. The motorcycle overturned on its side and came to a stop against a guardrail. Stewart sustained injuries and was transported by Ontario Area Ambulance to Amplify by Gunderson-Hillsboro Area St. Joseph's Hospital. Sheriff Torgerson noted that Stewart was wearing a full-face helmet and protective gear, which undoubtedly reduced the severity of her injuries. Emergency personnel assisting the sheriff's office at the scene included the Ontario Fire Department and Ontario Area Ambulance. Gunderson Air was initially dispatched under an automatic launch protocol, but the helicopter response was later canceled. The cause of the crash remains under investigation by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office. In the November election, Wisconsin voters will decide on Assembly Joint Resolution 10, a legislatively referred constitutional amendment that would amend Section 18 of the Wisconsin Constitution. Under Wisconsin Statute 323.10, the governor is authorized to declare a state of emergency for the state or any portion of it, including public health emergencies, if a disaster or imminent threat of a disaster exists. The proposed constitutional measure explicitly prohibits the state government, as well as political subdivisions like cities and counties, from ordering the closure of places of worship or banning gatherings within them during any such national, state, or local emergency. The state legislature referred the amendment to the ballot largely along party lines, passing the assembly by a 56-43 vote and the Senate by an 18-15 vote, with Republicans supporting the resolution and nearly all Democrats opposing it. Voters will be presented with a clear choice on the ballot regarding this restriction. A yes vote supports the constitutional amendment to prohibit state and local governments from ordering the closure of or forbidding gatherings in places of worship during a declared state of emergency. A no vote opposes this prohibition, maintaining the government's authority to enforce temporary closures of places of worship along with other facilities during public health and emergency crises. We have two new winners to announce in the St. Anthony's Auction Raffle. Today's winners on ticket 246, Kevin Astle, and on ticket 536, Violet and Elizabeth Schneider. Congratulations to both winners. Vital statistics right after this.